Employee evaluations are part of professional life for many people, including some in public positions. And when it comes to Hawaii's school superintendent, there are a couple of interesting developments in the evaluation process. Civil Beat reporter Suvan Lee is here with that story. And Suvan, this includes a broad number of outside people providing feedback.
Sure, it does. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. As you stated, this is true. There are mid-year developments that took place with the superintendent's evaluation. Now, what it's important to note, I think, is that this is a new kind of process since she took the leadership position back in 2017. What it does is it involves outside input from what they're calling stakeholders from within the DOE, actually, and without and outside, to get community input to sort of inform the Board of Ed, who does evaluate her as far as criteria for how she's doing and what people see as improvements that are needed for the public education system.
And some interesting names on that roster of folks providing some feedback. You've got the HPD chief, Susan Ballard. You've got the CEO of Hawaiian Electric. Interesting combination of folks, some clearly with ties to education, others with a less direct tie, seemingly.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that. That definitely piqued our interest as far as the names that appear on this list. It's about 20 names, and as you mentioned, HPD Chief Susan Ballard is on that list. And I think what ties that into the list here is that, you know, running a school system is going to necessarily involve many different components. For instance, school safety, threats to violence on school grounds, which will include, you know, HPD personnel. As far as the business leaders go, you know, I think the public school system is trying to cultivate more relationships with the business community to explore, internships for students or career pathways, for instance. What I also think is important to note is that, you know, 20 names of internal DOE staff and outside groups does represent a very marginal, small slice of who the stakeholders are as far as interfacing with the DOE. So what kind of feedback and what kind of input can they offer? I think it's going to be a limited view, but these questions that they're going to be asked to respond to are pretty open-ended.
That's an interesting point. You know, in terms of those people that were chosen to provide feedback, how's that process work? How are they picked?
That's a really good question, Bill, and it's one I posed to the DOE. Now, when they got back to me in a statement, they, merely lifted some of the verbiage that's in the BOE document that's already public, and what they told me is that, you know, stakeholders are selected based upon what they can offer as being identified as being able to offer broad and constructive feedback. We don't really know what that means. I don't know how these individuals are actually selected, but if you take a look at the names, I mean, it provides some insight into, I think, the relationships that the superintendent is trying to build out there with various interests, whether it's a charter school commission, whether it's business leadership, whether it's the HPD. So it's fairly broad, but I would like to know that as well.
It's interesting, though, that as you do reporting on a story, you sometimes find little glimmers of information that give you broader insights on other areas of that coverage. You mentioned in terms of your story, you mentioned again that Christina Kishimoto started in 2017. In December, her three-year contract was extended. Kind of an unusual situation there.
That's right. This is the first time that we know of in which a Hawaii school superintendent's contract was extended midway through the contract. As you point out, it was for 3 years. She started in August 2017, so it would have ended in 2020. However, the board opted to extend it to 2021. Now, the reasoning behind that was, as the superintendent herself had advised her Board of Ed, superintendents on the mainland tend to look for the next position, or if their contract might be up for renewal, they tend to look for it halfway through their tenure. So it was an argument that she posed that they were convinced by, and they they chose to extend her contract by 1 year. It was done in executive session in early December, and that raised some, you know, that raised some eyebrows out in the community. The media picked up on it, we wrote about it, and they redid that vote in an open public meeting later that month to, you know, quash any concerns about transparency. So certainly, it was an unusual move. I don't think it's that uncommon elsewhere in the U.S. with different school districts, but for Hawaii, it was rather unusual.
Interesting point and interesting story. Suvan, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me on.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat Today, featuring reporter Suvan Lee. You can read her full story at civilbeat.org.